I want to get to an issue that affected 10,000 of you in Tralee, homes and businesses. This was a burst water main, and that is not the first time it's burst. Up to 10,000 homes and businesses affected by the fault when a water main on the Listlouse Reservoir burst on Saturday morning. A number of areas remained without supply for quite a long time, and there was extensive flooding of gardens, but thankfully not homes. Sinn Féin councillor Deirdre Ferris has been raising this issue several times now with the different bursts of this water main, and she's with me on the line. Councillor Ferris, good morning to you.
Morning, Jerry. Lovely to have you back.
Listen, tell me about this. This happened before, and I know it flooded houses. That didn't happen this time, so not so bad, but still a serious inconvenience for lots of people.
I'd say more than an inconvenience, Jerry. The phone calls, the very distressed and panicked phone calls, started at 29 minutes past 8 that morning because, unfortunately, in the past, only in the last, in 2025, 12 homes were significantly flooded by this burst pipe, by this pipe bursting. So all the other houses, they were extremely concerned. The level of water that was flowing into all their gardens was rising. Now, the only consolation I suppose we had this time is that following the last two bursts, because of the mix that comes into the homes, including raw sewage, silt and mud, all the drains in the area, including the stormwater drains and in the back of the houses, the sewer drains, all had to be flushed and cleared out. So those were clear enough to take the significant amount of water that was pouring into homes. And I know I sent you in videos, and you'll see one where one gentleman had to pull up the manhole cover because the water was rising rapidly in that garden. That particular garden, Jerry, is the woman whose home had over a metre of raw sewage, water and silt and mud in the first burst in March 25. So you can understand the absolute devastation that her home, for not just her, but for everything in the ground floor of her home. So you can imagine the fears yesterday morning when this was, on Saturday morning when this started all over again. It seemed to go further this time into the middle block of homes who had not been impacted in the past. So they were extremely concerned and distressed. But Jerry, this lends itself to a bigger problem overall from my perspective. This has been raised repeatedly within the council chamber with Irish Water workshops. We were told in July last year, just after the second major burst, that Irish Water had informed Kerry County Council management that there was funding allocated for the replacement of this pipe, and it was expected to be done in January of this year. January came and went. We had a workshop with Irish Water in February, and they said by quarter two of this year. Now, the groundwork of this are starting next week, but this is going not expected to be fully replaced until the middle of at least June, which is a huge cause of concern for all the residents along that stretch. Yeah.
So as it happened, you know, with this bursting on Saturday, the work was due to begin this week anyway on it. Will this delay the work, do we know? Yeah. Or does it matter from that point of view, practical point of view?
I actually don't know. Look, Jerry, I'm not an engineer, and I have to give credit to the Director of Service, Paul Neary, who was fully accessible before 9 o'clock on Saturday morning, who got me tied in with the local area engineer, John, and Tim, the foreman, who were on site at that burst, because Irish Water could actually not give us any updates at all. No resident could get updates, nor could I that morning. But the fact remains here, Jerry, is I actually don't understand, because this is a hugely problematic pipe in the sense that it's an asbestos pipe. Any start of work on this is going to destabilise that pipe. So the concerns for the residents all along that stretch, and there's 36 homes along that stretch of pipe, not including ADAPT, who were severely impacted by flooding in the past at the end of that line. So there, my concern is that any sort of work starting on that pipe is going to destabilise the pipe as a whole. It services 10,000 homes and businesses. Now, Jerry, you have to understand, Saturday was a Holy Communion Day. So if you had a restaurant and you were operating a restaurant, you had no water for your toilet, no water for your kitchen on an exceptionally busy day. People were at homes. I myself had my niece's Holy Communion that day. If there had been no water in the house, there would have been no way of being able to have her.
Total nightmare.
And for businesses who are trying to operate under extreme financial pressures anyway at the moment, having this added on top of it to impact their ability to function on the day. It's just shocking. And Irish Water do not seem to be listening. And Jerry, there's a bigger problem. I heard you mention something a while ago there about public money. We have a situation where the tenants, Kerry County Council tenants, have never been reimbursed for their losses in their homes. The private homeowners along that stretch did because they had insurance. But Kerry County Council had to use their own budget to do full replacement of kitchens, internal doors, flooring, skirting and architrave in homes. Their insurance company, which is Irish Public Bodies Insurance, has to take Irish Water or Ishka Éireann's insurance company to court to get them to accept liability and pay damages. Ishka Éireann's insurance company is also IPB Insurance. Therefore, the same insurance company will be fighting each other in court for financial liability here.
And people are still waiting since 25 to get compensation.
Absolutely nothing at all. Tenants with significant losses within their homes have been waiting since then. We're waiting for Irish Water, or Ishka Éireann as they're now called, to accept liability so that they can put in a claim. Because none of these people have the financial resources. They're all out of pocket as it is. They have borrowed money from friends and family. They have actually borrowed. One woman has a borrowed washing machine in her house. If you can understand that, that's how terrible the situation is. And this is the financial
loss. You're saying as it stands when it comes to Ishka Éireann, which is a public body, they have the same insurer as the councils have who are making the claim against Ishka Éireann, and there's so IPB are in court against itself. Obviously different divisions, I'd imagine, because it's a large organisation. But that certainly needs to be cleared up, doesn't it?
Absolutely. I mean, I have asked repeatedly, have Ishka Éireann accepted liability? There is a clause within the legislation for them that states if it's one burst that they can't be held accountable because of wear and tear. This is the fifth burst now, Jerry. So they know there's a problem. They know that there's issues with this pipe, and they have neglected in their duty to ensure that it is a serviceable pipe. It's not just a pipe servicing a small cluster of homes. It is serving 10,000 properties and businesses. And just for context, it's actually not just Tralee. It goes all the way out to Curraheen, Jerry, all the way out to the Spa in Churchill, Knockinish. It has a massive catchment area. And they know this. They know that this is so. Essentially, we have a situation where they will not accept liability unless the courts advise them that they have to, and that there's a ruling. So public money is going to be used to force their hand to do this, when we all know that they will be held accountable because they have neglected following four bursts at that time to do anything.
Okay. All right. We're going to see where it goes from there. I hope the works get underway this week and it gets resolved before too much longer. That's Deirdre Ferris there with us on the line. Councillor Deirdre Ferris talking about the Forest Water Main. When you affected by that on Saturday in Tralee, get in touch with us on the programme.